We are on Lama Tes Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom of the page, where the second to the last line, second to the last word on the end of the line. Ones Shosa Ba'atitzo. Right, so we mentioned in the Mishnah on Lama Tes Amud Aleph differences between Mefata and Ones. And one of the differences is that we said that Mefata Ones Shota Ba'atitzo, Mefata Imratza Lahotzi Motzi. Right, that the Ones has to drink from his own pot, meaning if he is together with this woman, he forced her. So now that he forced her, he has to stay with her. And the Mefata, if he wants to, he doesn't have to stay with the woman. So the Gemara wants to know why. So Amalei Rava mi Prazakya la Ravashi. So Rava from Prazakya says Ravashi Michti Migmar Gemire Mehadadi. Right. In general, we've already talked about a number of other ways in which we learn halachos one from the other. Rashi points out ones mimefate. Right, ones is learned. We learn from mefate in a number of ways. The shkalim umefate me ones a chamishim. Right, that's shekel and that's 50 shekel. We learn one from the other. So if that's true, says the Gemara, anta memanal amaralaf lahamil sanami ligmiru mehadadi. So for this issue also, in terms of being required to the guy has to stay married to the woman again unless she refuses, but him being forced to stay with her if she wants to, that should also be learned one from the other, says Rashi. Milso she mefata no se al korcho, right? That he has to be that he's forced to marry her. I should also learn one from the other. So just like it's true by ones, it should be true also by mefata. Just answers the Gemara, that's not true. Makra mahor yimaharena lo liisha, right? You quickly make her after him a wife. Lo midaito. So lo liisha means it has to still be. It's the drush is that the language, the extra word lo, teaches me that it has to be midaito. So that's why. Otherwise, I would have learned one from the other, but because I have a drusha to teach me the opposite, so that's why I don't learn one from the other in this case. Fine. So then, continuing the Mishnah, Ketzad Shosa Ba'atitzo. What does that mean? That he has to remain. He has to drink from his own pot. What did that mean? So the Mishnah had said, it means even if she's a chigeres or a suma or mukas shchin, different things about her that are really, unseemly for him, it doesn't matter. He has to stay married to her anyways, unless she has a ninsa b'davar erva or she's the ena ru'i levo b'Yisrael. Right? So in those situations, if she's ena ru'i levo b'Yisrael, she's a mamzeres, etc. So then, fine. So then we don't require him to stay married to her. In the case of Ones. So says the Gemara as follows: Amr of Kahana, Amrisa l'shmeitza kamed Rav Zvid min Narada. I said this idea in front of Zvid from Narada. Nesi asay v'nidicha los asay. So wait a second. You told me that he's not allowed to marry a woman who is otherwise stay with a woman who was otherwise forbidden lavo lakal. So let's say he raped a mamzeres, right? So the halacha is, so he doesn't stay with her. Why? Because he's not allowed to be married to her. So maybe I should say, let the asay, Rashi says, asay of los yeli isha. Right? The halacha is in general by an ones that he has to stay with the woman. So that's a mitzvah say los yeli isha. So let that go. But nidche asa los asay and bidoch los asay. Rashi says the ainer you lavo b'Yisrael could go mamzeres. Right. So why don't we just say asay doch los asay? He has a special mitzvah in this case to stay married to the woman. That's an asay. And the iser of people who are asher levo bakal is a los asay. So we say all the time, I say the chalos asay. So why don't I say the same thing here and allow him and say that he's still required to stay with her even if she's a woman who's asher levo bakal. Okay. So answer the Gemara, no, Amr, so Amr Ali. So basically he said, look, I said this in front of Rav Zvid ben Arda, and he responded to me as follows. Heicha amrina nesi asei v'din chalos asei. When do we say asei is do chalos asei? Kegon mila batzaras. Right, so for example, case of a person, so a child needs bris mila, or an adult is giving bris mila, and they have tzaras in that spot. Right, so the halacha is a person is forbidden from cutting off tzaras. For instance, tzaras, you're not allowed to cut it off the body. So what happens? A person needs bris mila, and on the makam mila, there's a tzaras. So what do we do? So that gives me the halacha is, asay lo docha lo sasay. The mitzvah asay of milah is docha lo sasay of cutting off tzaras. And that's when it works. But why is that true? The lo efshe le kiyume la asay. Right? Because there is no way to fulfill the asay without being docha lo sasay. I mean, we only say asay docha lo sasay when we should do a study of all the cases of asay docha lo sasay. Right? But the Gemara assumes that the klal is, you can only do say asay docha lo sasay if there is no other way to fulfill the essay, unless I do it by violating the law's essay, right? Aval hacha I amra de lo ba'ina mi yisil asay klal. But here, if he's going to say, I'm not interested in marrying her, right? If he says, I'm not interested, so then there's no essay at all, right? The essay goes away. Look at Rashi. Mi yisil asay klal hashanami milam denosa lomar eni rotza, right? So teach him to say, I don't want, right? Meaning the fact that the way the halacha is, meaning you're going to say, what do you mean? I should just say asay docha lo sasay. The answer is, I don't say asay docha lo sasay. Why? Because there's a choice in this case, right? He's given the option of marrying her or not marrying her. So the fact that he has a choice not to marry her, it's not the only method of dealing with the halacha is by saying, you know, by violating the lo sasay. And since that's true, we don't say asay docha lo sasay.
What choice does he have?
The choice is that he could say.
I think it's saying one of the osa that teach her to say I don't want to.
She's Rashi. She has the choice.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Since she can say. Thank you. Very good. Thank you. Yeah. Osa. Correct. Thank you. Since she can choose, you're correct. Since she can choose not to, he doesn't have a choice. But since she can choose not to, that'll get us around the issue, the whole issue in the first place, and then he no longer has a requirement to marry her. Thank you. So that's the reason why. Thank you. And that's what the Gemara says. Amra, if she says the lo ba'ina, she says I'm not interested. So then his mitzvah goes away. So since it's another way to get rid to avoid, you know, he can fulfill his requirement without having to do the lo sasay. So then we teach her to say, you say to her, say you don't want it, even if she does, and therefore it's not a case where the only way forward is by him violating the lo sasay, and he's still able to follow the halacha. That's why. Shkoyach. Thank you. Okay, next Mishnah. Says next mission as follows. Yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha. So what about a case of a yesoma? So yesoma, the reason yesoma matters here so much, right, is that the whole, all these dinim involve the father getting paid, right? In every scenario, the father's paid. So what happens if she's yesoma? So there's no father to pay, right? So it's a yesoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha. So we had this arsa v'nis garsha before. We're going to see how it plays out here in the rest of the Gemara. But she's an orphan, so she has no father, and she had done erusin, not nisuin, and then was divorced from the erusin. Okay, so what happens in that case? Rabbi Elazar Omer Haones Chayav VaMefate Pater. So Rabbi Elazar says if the guy's me'anis her, so then he's chayav to pay. But if he's but if it's a case of mefate, so then he doesn't have to pay. What's the distinction? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Yisoma shenis arsa v'nis garsha, ha'onis chayav v'mefate pater, kid the keva di Yisoma hi, uknas shela hi, right? And since, because she's a Yisoma, what's going to happen with any knas that comes? Knas is going to go to her, right? V'achil se, di midaita, di nispatet halo, right? And we know when it comes to the case of mefate, right, the assumption is that she has dat, she agreed to a certain extent, right? So since she herself agreed, so then, again, she was the one. Since she's the one who has the das, and she's the one who agrees, so you're not going to pay her the money if she agreed and she, like, you know, she was the one herself agreed. Okay, but it still messed over her father here, so we can't pay the father. But here, she's the one who agrees and she goes through with it. So then she doesn't get paid in that scenario, as opposed to the onus, which is against her will. In which case, she still gets paid. And who gets paid? Of course, she's the one who gets paid directly. Fine. So says Gemara as follows. I'm a rabbi, Rabbi Rachana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Rachana says, in the name of Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, b'shita Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amra. So Rabbi Elazar is actually following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Who is his rabbi? Why? The Amar yesh la knas, uknas la atzma. Right? We saw Rabbi Akiva in a previous Mishnah who said that the girl in general, right, gets, that the naira in general will get the knas, and the knas goes to her, right? There can be scenarios where the knas goes to her.
Right,
correct, you had a machlokas, right? So we had a Mishnah on Lamaches and Aleph that said Naira Shenis Ashsa Beniskar. Rabbi Yosef Lili says Ein Laknas. Rabbi Kiva says she gets a knas and the knas goes to her, and that's what she did. Rabbi Kiva, a Naira Shenis Ashsa Beniskar. Same exact case of so it's not like, but that case in the Mishnah is not a case of Yosoma. Right, that's just the case of Naira Shenis Ashsa Beniskar. So she gets a knas and the knas goes to her. So Gemara says Mimai. How do I know that? So I'll tell you. I know from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, Rabbi Loza says the onus has to pay, right? And the Mephata doesn't have to pay. So says the Gemara, Yisoma Pshita. Obviously, if it's Yisoma, where's the money going? It's going to the father. It's going to her. There is no father, right? Elaha Kamash Malan. So what is this Mishnah really coming to teach me? Deny Rosh in his Arsev and his Karsha, Ki Yisoma. Right, really the chiddush here is that a naira shenitz arshav niskasha who has a father is considered like a yisoma. Right, my yisoma la atzma af naira shenitz arshav niskasha la atzma. So same thing, just like a yisoma, obviously the money there goes to her, not to her father. So too a naira shenitz arshav niskasha, we mentioned before, because when she gets like halachically engaged, she's leaving her father's house to a certain extent, and then she gets divorced. So she sort of like stands on her own a little. If that's true, that's why the money goes specifically to who? To her. And that's Rabbi Elazar, who says this halacha by Yisoma. He's really talking about the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, that Rabbi Akiva would say even in a case where she's not a Yisoma, she's like Yisoma. Okay, so Amrav Zera, Amrav Barashila, Amrav Hamanuna Saba, Amrav Ada Barava, Amrav halacha Rabbi Elazar. So we pass and like. We pass in, like Rabbi Elazar in this case. Okay. And Kari Rav Alei, the Rabbi Elazar, Tuvina de Chakime. Then Rav said about Rabbi Elazar that he is the good ones of the Chachamim. He's one of the, you know, one of the greats. So that if you look in Rashi for a second, Rashi just points out, Tuvina de Chakime, Me'ushar Sheva Chachamim. Right? Ashrei. Right? The language of Me'ushar, Ashrei, Mitagaminan, Tuvai. Right? It's good. Ashrei is something. We say Ashrei Yeshu Yosecha. It's good to be someone who sits in the house of Hashem, right? So Ashrei means it's good. So he just points out, Rashi continues, that Rabbi Elazar, who's Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, v'tamidah Rabbi Akiva haya. We keep on talking about Rabbi Elazar, the student of Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? That he was one of the tamidah of Rabbi Akiva. Kid, I'm reading B'Yavamas. The Gemara B'Yavamas tells us about B'Havah Yavam. So, v'ya olam shameim, ashabah Rabbi Akiva, etzah Rabbi Senior, shabedarim, that the world was lacking tamidah chachamim, and so Rabbi Akiva came to the rabbis in the south, Vishina Lahem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Right, these are the five Tamid Chacham that Rabbi Kiva began the Masorah again with after all of his Tamidim died. So this Rabbi Elazar, who's the student of Rabbi Kiva, this is that Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, which they called him the Tuvina de Chakimai. Fine. Okay. So now, next Mishnah. One of the things that a person gets in these type of situations is boshes, right, that you pay her for the embarrassment. So how do we define what boshes is? So ezehu boshes, what does it mean? What is boshes? This comes up a lot, and if you see this Mishnah is quoted in Bava Kamma, or called case of damages, etc. So one of the things they talk about is how you pay for boshes. So ezehu boshes, what does it mean? The embarrassment, the payment for embarrassment. Hakol lefi hamivayesh v'hamit bayesh. It depends on who is who's doing the embarrassing and who's being embarrassed, and both of those things matter. Right, depends who someone embarrasses somebody. So it depends who that person is who's getting embarrassed, and it also matters who the person is who embarrasses them. It's not the same thing. Not all people are equal in terms of how the damage they cause. Right, the more chash of a person who's being mevayish someone, the more embarrassing it can be. Right, so it all depends on the person who's being embarrassed, and it depends on the person who's doing the embarrassing. Pegam roon osa ki ilu hish. So that's boshes. Then there's pegam. So pegam is a certain amount of damage that's done to her reputation, to who she is, to her status. Pegam roon osa ki ilu hishivcha nimkeres b'shuk. So in terms of defining how much the pegam is, you pretend, we assume as if she was a shivcha being sold in the marketplace. Kama haisa yafa, how nice she is. V'kama hi yafa, right? How much she was and how much she is now, like before and after the act of onus, and what she's now quote worth at this point. Kanas shava b'kol adam, but kanas, right? That's the same. The amount of the kanas is always the same. Chamishim, it's always the same. There's no distinction. The different type of person it is, everyone gets paid the same for kanas. Okay. That's always the rule. The rule is in general, whenever the Torah gives a certain fixed amount, so that amount is always always the same across the board. Fine. So the Gemara just asked one question, which we'll just get started with, and it says as follows. How do we know? The Torah only says that in the case of Ones, he pays Chamishim Kesef. It doesn't say that you pay Boshes and Pagam. Doesn't say these things are not included in the Torah. So how do we know that that's included? Maybe just 50 is the total amount for everything. So I'm Reb Zera, it can't be. I'll tell you why not. Yomru Baal Bas Melachim Chamishim Baal Bas Hedyotos Chamishim. It can't be, right? It's not going to be that, you know, if a princess is guys, someone's ma'an is a princess, she gets Chamishim, and it's just a regular person, she's going to get Chamishim. It can't be the same. The damage is certainly more for the Bas Melachim than it is for the regular girl. And you have so many other examples of this. And therefore, he wants to argue that it can't be true. Misvara, it can't be that you pay 50 the same. But as we go on in the Gemara, there's going to be more back and forth as to why this Svara may be correct and may not be correct. We'll pick that up tomorrow.